There is Els Mickey, it's not the coldest Mickey either.
Oh, right. There's such a thing with that. There is Els Mickey.
Felt that way when I was 5 years old.
Right. Okay, but at least with the thinking about Svaz and Miron. Good. Alright, so it's like Boimer. It's like Boimer. Mamish, we're sitting now. It's like Boimer. And I could not learn together with the Chavra Atayra for Lag Boimer. And I wanted to do something sweet and simple. That's what I wanted to do, something sweet and simple for a tzaddik. It was just like that. I mean, simple. He looked simple, but he wasn't. But sweet, sweet, sweet. The Tasha Rabbi Schussi Galeno from Canada, from Montreal. So there's a Torah that I saw. Again, the Nobi Chedushim, like his Torah is a certain style. But there's a gentleness, but an oimek. There is depth to it, but a lot of sweetness. And I want to do this to cover the yontif. It touches upon some of the things that I was talking about last night in an indirect way. B'yom hazeh no'agim lashir. Aleph, ois aleph. B'yom hazeh, so the tape is on? Shmo, yeah. B'yom hazeh no'agim lashir. On this day, Jews sing. Last night I was explaining that Libi Ubisari, that Ubisari Yeranu to sing, Bisari is Vibrishim, Rashbi, Bisari, Libi Ubisari Yeranu to sing, it's a time of singing. Biyam Hazar, but there are certain Nagunim that we have, and we sing Mamor Shalatana Rabbi Akiva, Shabasov Mesech the Yuma, Om Rabbi Akiva, Ashrechim Yisrael, Lifne Mi Atem Etarim, O Mi Metaher Eschem, Avichim Shabashamayim. Voimer mikvi Yisrael Hashem. Ma mikvi metar se tmeim. Afa kodesh boruch metar es Yisrael. And as I mentioned last night, this is a mission at the end of Yuma that is talking about Yom Kippur. How did it end up in the liturgy of Lag Boimer? That the whole simcha of Lag Boimer revolves around Omer Rabbi Akiva. How did that happen? And you see that the mission of the words are very Yom Kippurdik, which is a day of Tahara. What's it like by him? Lidu atam hadav al shuman nitzkon haminig alas. Why do we have such a minig? Uma inyan divrei Rabbi Akiva shebemishnah zu lihilulas Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. What's the connection between this Mishnah of Ashrechem, that we are purifying ourselves before Hashem? He's our mikveh. Aval kashim is born in the binyan. However, when we look carefully at this inyan, Roim ki Mishnah zu hi be'emes yisod Torahs Rabbeinu Shimon bar Yochai. We can see that this Mishnah, this Rabbi Akiva's Mishnah, is mamish the whole yisod of his student's Torah, of Rabbi Shimon's Torah. The matzino be'idra parashas ha'azino. Ki Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai ha'initzoitz min nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom. We see in the Zohar Kodesh, we're already told that Rabbi Shimon had within him a spark of the soul, something of the soul of Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom. And there are many similarities and things. Moshe Rabbeinu had to run away and hide, and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chaim. There are other similarities. Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, brought us Torah, the Nigla of Torah, and Rabbi Shimon was Magalu Pnimis HaTorah. What's fascinating is that many times in the Zohar Kodesh, the Talmidim and the Chavayim would refer to Rabbi Shimon with Moshe Rabbeinu's title, which is Rayi Mehimna, Ro'en Ne'eman, Faithful Shepherd. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's, that's his title, Rayi Mehimna. He's the Rayi Mehimna. And they would refer to Rabbi Shimon as Rayi Mehimna. Zekino the Moshe Rabbeinu. That's of course a name that we have for Moshe Rabbeinu. Vehini mizeh ki bizeh shemoshe Rabbeinu harid es haTorah liYisrael. That Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Torah liYisrael. Velimdam pashtus haTorah umisvaseh. And Moshe Rabbeinu taught us pashtus, how to live as Jews. Pashtus. This is what we do. Torah mitzvahs. Adayin lo hishlam mizeh es nesim haTorah. That was not the completion. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't done. That was Shlav Aleph. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't done with the Nisinus HaTorah, with the giving of the Torah, when he gave us Shulchan Aruch, you know, and he gave us the Halachis, Psukim and Halachis, and Nigla. He wasn't finished with Nisinus HaTorah. Even though there are many, many Rebbeim that finish giving the Torah to their children, to their students at that point. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't done. He wasn't finished. Adayin lo hishlam b'zez nisim satar. He wasn't finished. Ke adayin lo gila lahem es p'nim satar. Moshe Rabbeinu was not megala to Bnei Yisrael. He wasn't megala to Am Yisrael, the deeper secrets of Torah. We don't see that anywhere in the Gemara. For instance, in the Brayton Aaron, which has the Seder of how Moshe Rabbeinu would teach Aaron and his sons and so on. We don't see that Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, Misarli Yeshua, and so on. We don't see the Ishtalshus of Kabbalah, of Pnimis HaTorah. We don't see that. Moshe Rabbeinu gave over Pashtus HaTorah, the Pshat of Torah. Everything is hinted at and alluded at and hidden in the Torah, but Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say that Shir to the Olam. He gave over the regular Shir, the Blat Shir. That's what he said. Blat Shir, some Misil Sasharim, some Mishnah Brura. That was the Shir Moshe Rabbeinu gave. Uchidei lahashlam hadavar, and in order to complete Nesinus HaTorah, the giving of Torah, Yorad Shenis la'olam, Moshe Rabbeinu descended for a second round. He came back again. B'nishmas Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. In the neshama of Rabbi Shimon. B'gila liYisrael asanyonim ha'pnimim ha'gnuzim b'chol mitzvah satayr. And Rabbi Shimon's job, or Moshe Rabbeinu in his Rabbi Shimon life, Moshe Rabbeinu would move on to the next shlav to reveal the deeper meaning of all the mitzvahs, what's hidden in every single word, what's hidden in every single mitzvah. This, of course, will continue with the Ari HaKadosh, because Moshe Rabbeinu also, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama was also an Arizal. B'limei shetzar, shetzvichin lezdabik b'kavan ha'pnimis, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai / Moshe Rabbeinu taught that it's not enough just to do the mitzvahs, that's the basic minimum, but the tachlis is lezdabik b'kavan ha'pnimis, to become attached to the deeper meaning, to the Kavanah HaPnimis, Shebeisek HaTorah Mitzvayser. Lehizdabek Bor Hashem Hanelam B'sarosa, to be mizdabek to the light of Hashem that is hidden in every single word, every single letter of the Torah. V'aydei Kiyum HaTorah Mitzvayser Derech Zeh, and when Jews will keep Yiddishkeit in such a way, in the Rabbi Shimon and the Moshe Rabbeinu Rabbi Shimon combination, Zet Tia Gula Shleima. That brings the full redemption. Until that time, the redemption is not complete. Ukamesh Kosa Bazar Kaddish, as it says, Beferish in the Zar Kaddish. Bahai Sifra, with this Sefer, Diyu Hai Sefer Azor, which is the Sefer Azor, Yafkun Be Mengalusa Barachmei. We will be able to leave Golus berachme, with compassion, with rachmanis, with love, with ahava. So we need the completion, Moshe Rabbeinu completing his Nesinus HaTorah with Rabbi Shimon to come to the Madrega where of Geula, which is the union of the Zohar Kaddish, and being able to leave Golus with the Zohar Kaddish. There's the full gilui did not take place. That's what I was talking about last night. The meaning of lag ba'imer, lag is gal einai, and bisgalya have it. Bisgalya, his galus of Pnimius HaTorah, is Moshe Rabbeinu coming back into the world in the form of Rabbi Shimon. The Zohar Matzino, Shamatzino Sham Be'idra, that we see in the Zohar, kibes p'tiris Rabbi Shimon Vayachai, that when Rabbi Shimon was nifter, Kasha Gila Saidus Nairoi Mipnimius HaTorah, when Rabbi Shimon was revealing the most amazing secrets of Torah on the last day of his life, Yorad Eish Shamala, the Zohar describes that a fire came down from Shemaim, Vehekiv Esabaye Shalom Dubai, and surrounded the house where they were learning, Rabbi Shimon's house. Ad she b'nei achavraya lo yochlu lizbal gadol ha'or, till the b'nei achavraya, the members of the of that of Rabbi Shimon's chavraya, each one was an unbelievable tzaddik beyond anything we could imagine. Leoch lizbal gadol ha'or, they couldn't bear the powerful light of that fire. V'hutzu chulotzis misham, it says in the Zohar that they ran away, they couldn't stay in the place. V'rak Rabbi Lozer benoi v'talmida Rabbi Abba nisharu imay. The Zohar says that only Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, his son, and Rabbi Abba were able to withstand the light and to remain in the house with Rabbi Shimon. V'ahayni b'mnei sheteres Rabbi Shimon hanu gilui ha'or hafnimi shebetayra. And the reason for this is because the Torah of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon was Megala, the Or HaPnimi, the inner hidden light of Torah. Shal zeh nemar, regarding which it says in the Navi, Halo ko devarai ke'esh, no'um Hashem. The Hashem Zbach says that my words are like fire. The fire of Torah is Pnimis of Torah. That's the fire. That fire that surrounded the house of Rabbi Shimon, that the fire of Rabbi Shimon, and that we light the Maduris now, we light fires. You know, a couple of Bachim went last night, you know? A couple of the guys went last night afterwards to the docks and they made a Madura. They got busted. 5 police cars came. And they have to go to court. They're getting a penalty for a fine. So, the fires that are lit legally in honor of Rabbi Shimon, which means everywhere in Eretz Yisrael, and wherever else there's rishus, and fires are being ignited for Rabbi Shimon, is the fire of what the Navi is talking about. Haloko devarai ke'esh, the fire that surrounded the house of Rabbi Shimon, which is a hisgalus of the fire in the heart of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachal, a fire in the heart of Moshe Rabbeinu, a fire in the heart of Rabbi Shimon that was not able to be revealed until that time. Those other tzaddikim, they couldn't handle that fire. Listen to this bar mitzvah that Rabbi Lozer had. What's it like being the son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? So what was the bar mitzvah? Like they have it bar mitzvahs. When I first came to this, to the shul, I moved into the community. So one of the first bar mitzvahs that I had, the theme was the New York Mets. That was the theme. So it's bad enough that it wasn't Torah, and if it's not going to be Torah, then Lahavdil, it's baseball. But it was the New York Mets was the theme of this boy's, and on every table there was like a different New York Met, pick whatever, like a little statuette, and hitting or pitching, and all the foods had like baseball stuff, and the colors were the Met, those horrible colors that they use, the Mets. And everything was all fametted. It was all that was the theme of the bar mitzvah. So the emissary, I never saw such a thing. I never knew that there was a theme other than Kabbalah Satara and mitzvahs. I didn't know that there was a. And it's not like I grew up in the Midbar. I grew up in a pretty modern place, but I hadn't seen that thing of a theme for a bar mitzvah. So let's see what the theme was by Rabbi Lozer's bar mitzvah by Rabbi Shimon. That was the bar mitzvah. A fire came down. The hikiv sabayis. She yoshu boy Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Shimon was learning with Rabbi Lozer on the day of the bar mitzvah, and the fire came down and surrounded the house. And mikoyach that fire that was revealed to them. Limeid Rabbi Shimon as talmida of Saida as Rabin b'Torah v'meshach. He spent 3 days, that was the bar mitzvah, 3 days being megala, deep, deep secrets of Torah. That was the 3 days, the 3 day celebration. Again, the fire that was surrounding Rabbi Shimon's house was a fire that was a hisgalus of that hashpa of Pnimi Satara, that in the physical world, if that was something physical, I don't know what that was, but became revealed in that fire. Ko devar ke'esh, the Navi says. Shigilu ur Pnimi Satara shnezgala by b'yom, it was revealed by the mitzvah of Belozer. V'chein v'chol shana v'shana. And so it is every year. Miyoim Hahilula Kadisha de Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai on the Lag Bayom on the outside of Rabbi Shimon. Yored Eiza, this fire descends. Umizgala Belev Kol Echad Miyisrael. And as Mizgala, this fire descends and enters into the heart, penetrates into the heart of every Jew. V'libo shekol echad ve'echad miYisrael misar b'yom zeh l'shanais drachav. And if a person wants that, if he wants to be able to enjoy that fire and to reap the benefit of that fire, it's a time of unbelievable hesiris through that fire for a person to make changes in his life. Shemikan ve'elach lo yikayim ater v'mitzvahs b'chitzayni yislavat. Of course, the inyan of Lag Ba'omer is to try to be mekabel upon oneself that from now on, my Torah mitzvah is not going to be just in a superficial chitzayni yisdik away. Elu b'kavana pnimis. This doesn't mean Kabbalistic, but I'm going to invest my thoughts and my feelings in kavana pnimis as much as I can do into my learning, into my davening, to my mitzvahs. The dabik nafshei b'or Hashem, to attach my soul to the light of Hashem, hanelim b'Torah, that is hidden in the Torah. Each person, of course, on his own level. And that, of course, is the greatest way to prepare for Shavuos. That's the Hashgacha that Lag Ba'omer came out, that the Hilul of Rabbi Shimon comes out such a short time before Shavuos. It's interesting what the Seder is. So, Kiterm Shemakal Machag Shavuos is Pashtus HaTorah. So, Shavuos, of course, is when we receive Pashtus HaTorah. The first shear of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? That's Shavuos. Pashtus HaTorah, meaning Tanakh, Shas, Poskim, and so on. The first shear, that's Shavuos. Ayde Moshe Rabbeinu L'Shalom. So what's interesting is, you would think that Lag Ba'omer would be what? After Shavuos, right? It should be the second Shlav. The Rebbe doesn't go into that, but he says, but we see that Davke, Svichim La'haktim L'Kabel B'yom L'Hamad Gimel Lag Ba'omer, that it's just the opposite. It's interesting. The Lag Ba'omer comes before Shavuos. Lag Ba'omer is Pnimius HaTorah. And that prepares us to come to Shavuos, which is Pashtus HaTorah, Nigla. Asher Nizgal Al-Yedei Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Shanit Tzaitz Minishmas Moshe Rabbeinu. So, originally, Moshe Rabbeinu gave the first year was Nigla. Was Gemarashi Tosis, Shulchan Aruch, Mishabur, and so on. And the second shiur was Moshe Rabbeinu coming back by Rabbi Shimon, and then later on by the Rizal. Pnimius HaTorah. But the Seder that we have during the year is that first it's Lag Ba'omer. First is Lag Ba'omer, is the big shiur in Pnimius HaTorah. And after the shiur in Pnimius HaTorah, which is Lag Ba'omer, so then we come to Shavuos, which is the beginner's level, so to speak, of Nigla. So the Tashi Rebbe Switzerland doesn't explain why that is. Why is it that way? I think the Pashas is that where we are now is that, of course, originally that's the correct Seder. The way that you teach a child is you first learn in the way of Pashtas, Pshat, and then you move on to something deeper. And that's how it was originally given, in that order. First Moshe Rabbeinu, then Rabbi Shimon. But once that already happened, once that was already brought into the world, then the way to bring Jews out of their state of paralysis, of negligence, of laziness, as we see, is with the bliss of Rabbi Shimon. That the hachana for Shavuos is with Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbi Shimon comes before Shavuos. Rabbi Shimon is to wake us up. That's why he's called Ir V'Kadosh Mishmaya. He was the one who was awake. Rabbi Shimon's inyan is to wake us up. And we have to do this also very often with people, and even with Bachram, that the regular Pshat of Torah, they're falling asleep. They're not excited about it. They're not interested in that. They're not learning. They're just not into the Gemara. They're not into Taisus. They're just not into it. And the way to wake them up is Lag Ba'omer, is Rabbi Shimon. once there's that powerful jolt of Libiu Besari Yeranu El Kel Chai, of Rabbi Shimon of Pnimius, then a person looks at his life in a different way. And therefore, those people who are worried that by teaching Bachram, and also Kamakama adults, by teaching them Pnimius HaTaira, of course, on their level, that's going to detract Chas V'Shalom from Nigla, from learning Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, they're making a terrible, terrible mistake. When it's taught in the proper way, then it's just the opposite. When Lag BaOmer comes before Shavuos, it's a primer to open up the minds and the hearts that now I want to be able to learn. I want to be able to learn how should I live as a Jew. Now that I feel a fire burning inside of me, I want to be able to continue with that. But if you start with all of the prerequisites and all of the preliminary pshat, so then a lot of chevra fall asleep at that shiur. That's just how it is. They're not going to make it to any other shiur. Not only that, they're going to fall asleep during that shiur, and they're going to cut the leave yeshiva. That's what's happening. That's what's happening, and this is something that's been going on for a long time. That's why the Baal Shem Tov came to the world. That's why Yisrael Salanta came to the world, and other tzaddikim, to give big, big, powerful shiurim in Rabbi Shimon, in Pnimius. Of course, Yisrael Salanta was in the way of Musa, but in Pnimius. And this way, the world is excited and the world is awake and says, okay, let's see. Okay, we're interested. Sounds good. It's exciting. And then how do we apply this to our lives? What do we do in life to live this way? And then you take the sidus of Pnimius and you attach it to tefillin, to tzitzis, and to limud Torah, and to all the other mitzvahs. So when the bocher comes to yeshiva, and the rabbi is giving his 400th talk about how Torah is the most beautiful thing in the world, and the bocher doesn't see that, or there's nothing like Torah. And if you're not going to learn Torah the rest of your lives, every single day, the whole day, then your life is worthless, and the guys just don't see that. So they just heard all of these shmuzim about how the only thing that's important is Torah. They don't see the chesipas. They don't see how beautiful it is. It's interesting a little. Sometimes every now and then it's something interesting. If you have a short tam instead of a short, if you have a short muad instead of a short tam, so if you have an ox that gores to kill, so then the guys, you know, they get excited about that. Especially if it's illustrated Gemara, so then that could be exciting. But the guys are not particularly into it. There are always yechidim that are, but in our generation, it's not common. But when someone's heart is awakened with a jolt of Rabbi Shimon, again in a very healthy and normal way, and a bocher, a person is exposed to the beauty, to the pnimius, to that which is hidden in every single word, in every single pasuk. So then, I want to know more about this. I want to be able to know more about this. I want to be able to know how can I live this way? How can I connect this to my life? L'maisa. V'ala matana ha'gadoyla ha'lazu. So Lag BaOmer comes before Shavuos. V'ala matana ha'gadoyla ha'lazu asha onu makablam b'yom zeh. Onu moidim b'shabchon l'Hashem. And because of this unbelievable gift that we get on Lag BaOmer, this gift of Pnimius HaTorah, this shock that wakes us up to feel Hashem's presence. On the Moedim B'Shabchal Hashem, on Lag BaOmer, we thank Hashem, we praise Hashem. When it's so can be care of life and we scream out from the depths of our heart, Ashreichem Yisrael, lifnei miyatam etarem, umi mitahereschem. Avichim Shabbat Shammai. At what point in the education of a typical yeshiva bacher does he feel that the Baruch Shalom is Aviv Shabbat Shammai, his father? How is that being conveyed to our children? When they see those words, Avichim Shabbat Shammai, do those words resonate? At what point? So, on Lag BaOmer, Ashreichem Yisrael, Rabbi Kiva screams out, Lifnei mi'at mitar mi'mitar eschem, Avichem Shabbat Shammai. You have a father who loves you. Avichem Shabbat Shammai. a father who is only interested in what's good for you, and you're being pure and you're being good, and shows you ways that you could do that. Through Rabbi Shimon, we're able to feel the or, the lichtigkeit, the fire of Torah. Or zeh mekadesh umetahar es Yisrael. This light, this fire of Pnimius of Rabbi Shimon, is mekadesh and metahar. It sanctifies and purifies a Jew. Because when a person is learning Torah and being mekayim mitzvahs bekavana pnimis, with a kavana pnimis, inside, kavana pnimis, then mekadshum umetarim oisai b'tahari lo. Then Yiddishkeit has the ability to purify him b'tahari lo in a very great way. But if it's just rote and you're just doing it because you have to, or because you're afraid to go to Gehenna, or your Rebbe's going to be upset, or you're going to fail on your report card, or your parents are going to make, you know, take away they're going to take away your phone or something. So that doesn't purify. What Torah purifies? Ashreichem Yisrael lifnei mi. When a Torah that brings you to that place, it's called lifnei mi. Atem mitar, mi mitar eschem, avichem shebashamayim. The Torah that brings a person to understand that you have a father. Avichem shebashamayim, avichem shebashamayim. The average kid is not going to get that from Shnayim Oichas Metalos. He's just not. He's not going to get avichem shebashamayim from repeating Lech Lecha Me'artzecha 1,000 times. He's not. He's not going to get that. They're not getting it from there. They're not getting it from there. And then you tell them to just open up the siddur and daven. They have no shaychus, no kesha. But through Lag BaOmer, Pnimius, Rabbi Shimon Moshe Rabbeinu, his Galus HaTorah, the second Shlav of Nisinus HaTorah, where now a Jew is able to have a Kesher, which is Pnimi, with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that purifies. K'moish Amar HaKosuv, Amoros Hashem, Amoros Tahoros. So Dodomach says that the sayings of Hashem are sayings that are pure, that bring to pureness. So the Rebbe explains, Amar Hashem, Ratzlo Mekasha, Odom Mekavin Lidabik El Or Hashem, Beis Oskar B'Torah. When a person is learning Torah, and the intention that he has is to hear every word of Torah, that every word of Torah is Amar Hashem, is Hashem speaking to him, of Vichem Shabbashamay. Azai Amar Taharis. Those words of Torah purify. When that's how the person is, it's a very comfortable time. When Torah is learned in such a way, if Pnimi is, when he feels that these amoris are Hashem, are Hashem's words, and that these are words that are lifnei Hashem, then he's able to come to a place of Ashreichem, lifnei mi atem etar mi metar eschem, avichem shebashamay. But if you say, put your finger in the place and repeat after me, like when my son was in Cheder, that they had to repeat in Lashon HaKodesh, and they had to also say the Taich in Yiddish, none of the boys in the class, not one, spoke Yiddish. Not one. Which I have no problem that they should, to teach them Yiddish. Give a class an hour a week and teach them Yiddish. I love Yiddish. Teach them Yiddish. But the Taiching, this is, he would come home, and you ask him, "Lech Chamatzchma, what's it mean, Malatecha?" In Hebrew, "Hamaladis Shalcha," and what does that mean? Then Geburtsplatz. Geburtsplatz. It's a funny word. What does it mean, Geburtsplatz? I don't know. So what's Malatecha? I don't know. What's Maladis Shalcha? I don't know. What's Geburtsplatz? I don't know. Then your birthplace. Oh, birthplace. That I understand, what it means, the place that you're born. So make a cheshbon. Ladcha, Moledeshacha, Geburtsplatz. Geburtsplatz, three strikes. Already, the kid's out. Then after he struck out and he's already in the dugout, birthplace. Fafan. He's at it already. How long can a person sit in a room without understanding what's going on? How much can a person bear? not understanding. So then he's a sharper kid, so he does understand. He knows the Hebrew, he knows the Taich, he knows the Yiddish, and he understands. But he still doesn't feel that that's Hashem's Baruch talking to him. Not Meladecha, not Meladeshecha, not Geburtsplatz, and not your birthplace. Because it says in the Pasuk, Vayom Hashem al Avram. That's the part that he doesn't get. What does that mean, Vayom Hashem al Avram? What does that mean? Vayom Hashem. Hashem said, the Ebrist is Gezok, the Beshef is Gezok, El Avram, Tu Avram, Tzu Avram, whatever it is. But the one word they never touch up is what? Hashem. The Beshefa, the Ebishter, God. What is that? That he's a Vichesha B'Shamayim. What does that mean? No one ever said he's a Vichesha. They don't know what that means. So even if you have a sharp kid and he understands everything else, no one ever tells him what the Taich is for Hashem. The B'Shefa means the Creator. Okay, that's nice. It sounds a little bit more personal, but still. How would you like it if your own father came into the room and you said, Hi, Creator. Our fathers created us also. They're a shutif in creation. That doesn't have a very warm feeling to it, no? And they ask the kid, what do you think about your father? He says, that's my creator. It's my creator. What about being your father? I don't know what that is. I know that he's my creator. He's the B'Shefa. He's the one who created me. Any other way? Rabban Shalom, what does that mean? He's the master of the universe. So your father is your master, yeah. All of that stuff. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he is the Holy One, blessed be he. My father is holy, blessed be he. What's that? Until it's Avi, my father. Avi. That's what it means. Amaris Hashem, Amaris Taharis. When the Amaris, when the words are Hashem's words, and you feel that connection to Hashem, then it's Amaris Taharis. That was Mechel saying. Those words can purify you. Lifnei miyat emetar mimetar eschem, avichem shabashamay, avichem shabashamay. Those are words that purify a person. Avichem shabashamay. Those words that are pure. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter, the one above. The Eibishter means the one above. How personal is that? The Eibishter. The one above. Avichem shabashamayim, your father. Your father. That's tahiris. Those are words that purify. Hatar mitahar, tar mikol tumava v'chala. That kind of tahirah. That kind of tahirah. Tahiris Hashem, yegeyim v'layla. That kind of tahirah, that purifies. V'oimer mikvi Yisrael Hashem. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Hashem is our mikveh. Now the simple pshat, of course, in the pasuk is that we have hope in Hashem. Rabbi Akiva is using the pasuk Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, which the simple pshat in the Navi is that Hashem is tikva. Mikveh, tikva is our hope. But Rabbi Akiva did such a job on that pasuk. People think that it was only when it came to the chassim they started to play those games. These are very serious games. Mikveh, Rabbi Akiva says, the pnimius of the word mikveh is not hope, of course it's connected, but it means mikveh, where you toivel. V'oimim mikveh Yisrael Hashem, ma mikveh metaris ha-tmeim, afakadosh baruch metaris Yisrael. Just like the mikveh works to be metaris ha-tmei, afakadosh baruch metaris Yisrael, ki inyin taharis ha-mikveh hi, what's the inyin of taharis ha-mikveh? Shaideh ha-tvila, when a person toivels, choyzer adam ischar bel shorashah. When you toivel, the person goes back to the Sherish, goes back to the beginning, goes back to his root in creation. Kiyadua, which all the Sforim explain, that's the inyan of going into the mikveh, one of the inyan, the big inyan of going to the mikveh. It's like going back into the womb, into that liquid state, going back to the beginning. Kiyadua, shatuma chala rak al dovish anivdol mishorasho. Where does tuma come from? When something is separated from its Sherish. Look, even in physical, the water in the spring, the water is pure. But as it goes through all kinds of pipes and it's far away from its shirish, it picks up all kinds of dirt. So when the neshama is in its shirish, so then it's pure. But as it comes into this world, and in this world it gets involved in all kinds of stuff, it becomes far from its shirish, and then it picks up bacteria and all kinds of junk along the way. Avakasha oisedova choizim is chabal esharasha. But when you're able to bring it back to its beginning, hatumah berachas amen. Then it's before there was any tumah. Then there's no tumah. Kamoisha masino lagab shesilei trumash enitmu imchozav eshalston bekarka taharu. That if you have little saplings of truma that became tomei, what are you going to do with them? So, you know, tovel them, what are you going to do with them? So the Mishnah says that you take these saplings that became tomei and you plant them, you replant them. You get them back into the earth. And they shechazul l'shoshin. And they're able to reconnect to the sherish and continue growing. And through that, they're able to regain tahara. Shemisham nilkechu. That's where they came from. B'chein mayim shenitmu. And what happens when you have water that's tamed, like the water that comes from the pipes? So when it comes flowing into the mikveh, the water that comes from the water system, from the pipes, that water is mayim shuvim, is mayim tmeim. So how do you make a mikveh? What happens? So of course the teretz is meshikin lemei hamikveh b'taru. The water that comes from the city goes into the mikveh. There's the hole that's open over there, and the hole is open into the water that comes from the mayim tahar that comes from the rain, the bor, right? And the two waters meet, they kiss, and it was taught to us, it's been revealed to us through Moshe Rabbeinu, that kashes the water. Meaning what? Then the water from the pipes, which is tamei and bacteria and old and so on and so forth. I don't mean bacteria physically, I mean in Ruchnius, that when that water goes back to its shirish and it meets the water, it's drawn back into the water of the bor through the opening in the wall of the mikveh, and that hashaka where the two waters kiss, hashaka's nishika, and they so then the waters can come back and become mayim tarim, and then you go tarvel, then a woman who's in neither goes and tarvels in the mikveh, and she's a kala, and she's able to be married or to live with a husband. From that tahara of the water coming back to where they came from. And that's how tahara in the mikveh works. Kedisa b'svarim kedoshim, as the svarim explain. Shaydei shahodam toivel as gufa b'mayim lamata, that by toiveling in the water, nitbala shayrish nishmaso l'mala b'mayim l'yayinim, that when we go with our bodies into the mikveh down here, at that moment that we're toiveling, it's a very beautiful thought to have, that at the moment that we're going into the mikveh and we're toiveling, and we like sort of curl up like a little fetus inside and we toivel, at that moment that we toivel here in the waters of this world, in the kosher mikveh in this world, our neshama is being toiveled. There's a tevila that Hashem is doing for our neshama in the higher world. It's a kavanah to have. That Hashem is toiveling the neshama. And the person is able to be makabel ha'ara mishorish nishmasai. He's able to reconnect to the healthy, pure neshamayim by going into the water. Water is tahara, and by going into the water, and that's the meaning of the memsah, the 40 sah, which are the 40 days during which the fetus is being formed, and so on. All of this is one inyan. Zuya tahara shalai, shemiskasher l'sharish. That it's miskasher to its sharish. That's an interesting thing. I'm zeichen now the last 6 months or so that I am working out with somebody, with this trainer. He's a great guy. And now he was away a little bit, so he connected me to a guy, and I'm doing yoga with this guy, which I mamish love. This yoga is a gewaldige chachma. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. No, it says a message. So it's Maridik. And so he saw that I was having a problem with my right arm the other day. I don't know what happened. I had some pain. I don't know what happened, but I had some very sharp pain in my right arm because he saw the way I was not working the right way with my right arm. And he said, "What's wrong?" I said, "I don't know, I have a problem with it." So he goes like this, he says, "Where is it?" And he's pressing, he's got, his fingers are like iron. So he presses this place, and I go, "Oh!" He hit mamish the spot, and he said to me like this, he said, "Okay." He said, "Concentrate. This is exactly what happened. This is just on Monday, this past Monday. He said, concentrate. Try to think of this dark, that there's this dark, unhealthy, unnatural energy that's in your arm, this, and that you're experiencing this pain. Concentrate. Concentrate and imagine that it's traveling through your arm and it's leaving through the ends of your fingers, and then your arm will be in its natural healthy state, because there's something artificial and unnatural that however it got in there is there, and you need to get back to your healthy arm and to get rid of this chosha. He didn't say that, but to get rid of this darkness, this illness. So I'm being mekaven this kavana. I take it very seriously. I'm being mekaven this kavana because it's also Tro'al Pitur, this whole, what he's saying. That's where they got it from, these people. It comes originally from Torah, all of this. There's an inyan of speaking today of Aram, Chochmah, and Arizal. It's all in the Torah. And he's pressing this, and he's like mamish, like an iron clamp. And I'm just trying not to scream, and I'm thinking about it leaving. And he pulls it down, and I feel it leaving here, and I feel it in the middle of my arm. He takes his hand off for a second. It doesn't hurt on top anymore, but it's throbbing in the middle of my arm. And he says, breathe a little, and I spent like a minute or two breathing. And then Nachamol, he grabs this with his fingers, and he says, think of it leaving. And he's pressing, and it goes down to my wrist, stops, and I feel this pounding pain in my wrist, nowhere else in my arm. And he says, also breathing, and concentrate, strong now, strong. You have to get this out. This is a hard place now to get it out. And you have to concentrate very strong. And I was makavim ba'aymik, this inyan, of getting it out. And I threw my fingers like this out, and it's totally fine. 1,000% gone. I didn't feel the slightest pain afterwards. And he was just doing that to help me out a little bit. And he said, okay, let's get back to work now. The whole thing was 5 minutes. And then we got back to the regular stuff. Zehu. Had the Rebbeinu Shlom made, the teva of the body is infiltrated, invaded by unhealthy things. A lot, of course, has to do with how we eat and so on. By all these unhealthy things, the body has a natural way, Hashem is Baruch made, of getting rid of the psolas, of bad stuff. But there are other things, because we have a lot of unhealthy habits in eating and the way we even, you know, move and so on. And then there's something that's there, it's unnatural, and you need to get that out. And then when it's back in what it is, there's no pain. It's just the way that Hashem Shabbat made it, in its natural state. I'm not telling you some bubamaisa. This happened to me a couple of days ago. And I'm not in a spoil from it. I believe very much that that's how Hashem Shabbat made it. So came possession ha'adam mekaven ledabek nafshal or Hashem anelim b'termes esera. So lach has come of a karma a million times more. When we learn Torah, but we learn with the Lag B'Omer Shia, and we learn with Rabbi Shimon and Moshe Rabbeinu together the combination, which is to be medabik the nefesh al or Hashem anelim avichim shabashamayim b'termes esera who nidbak el hakadosh baruch hu shehu sharsha. That through that we become attached to the Sheirish, we return to the healthy reality of who we are, which is the Sheirish. Umimela, that's the mikveh. Umimela nitara yideizah, mikol azuamais, and then all of the bad stuff is gone. It's gone. Kamar ali de me mikveh, like with the waters of the mikveh. V'zeu ha'perish, ma mikveh metaris etmayim. So Rabbi Kiva says, Ashreichem Yisrael, lifnei mi'at metarim. That when you come into this mikveh, when you come to the v'ayim mikveh salshom, when you come to this way of learning and of davening and of mitzvahs, in what way? In a way of Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Shimon dik, it's Lag Ba'omer dik, it's in that way of pnimius, of kavana and so on, of avichim shev shemaim lifnei Hashem titaru, then that's the mikveh, then mikveh yisrael Hashem, then the bad stuff goes away. Ayadesh nidbak l'sharsh, when you nidbak to your shayrish, when you become attached to the root. Then Afikas Baruch Matash Yisrael. That's the Tahara. Aydesh Nidbokim El Shorosha. When you become Dovuk to the Shorosh. El Oyresh Shal Avinu Shabashamayim Hanelom B'Seirosa. To the light of Hashem, of Avinu Shabashamayim, which is Nelom B'Seirosa. Hal Kain, therefore, Beis HaZayis Kasher, Ono Zaychem B'Kabal Otas, Rabbi Shumayi Chai. Turn the page over. So now when it's Lag Bayomer Mezoicha, for the light of Rabbi Shimon, that enters into each and every one of us again, in a strong way, Aleinu L'Spal Hashem, we have to daven to Hashem. Yeriva Kameh, there should be your will, Hashem. Shenizke Kulonu L'Hizdabik Me'ata Ba'or Pnimis HaTorah, that we should have the schus from now on to become Dovuk more and more to the Pnimis of Torah, to the light of Rabbi Shimon. And we should be zeicha for what we daven for every morning. When we say, we ask Hashem to make the Torah sweet in our mouths. The sweetness of Torah is when the Jew feels Avinu Shabashamayim in every word of Torah. Avinu Shabashamayim is telling me this. Avinu Shabashamayim told me to put on tefillin. Avinu Shabashamayim is talking to me. That's Vaharev Na, that the Torah becomes sweet in our mouths. Because when a person is zeicha to this, loy chosel loy davar, then he's not missing anything. If he tastes that harav, no Hashem lo kena. If he tastes that, that's what I was talking about last night. That libi abisari, then he doesn't have to go. He doesn't have to go running looking for other stuff. He doesn't have to run away. He doesn't have to. He is mamish loy chosel loy davar. He just wants to be Mr. Shay. He wants to learn all day and night and every minute he has, and to be mitzvahs and Or Hashem. He can't stop because of the pleasure that he has. Not, oh yeah, I have to do this. He can't stop. He loves it so much. It's just the opposite when it comes to Ahavas Gashmi, is when a person becomes caught up in physical things. The way it works with taivas of physical things is that when you filled yourself up with that taiva, then a taiva nim eses ben, you become disgusted. You know, after the barbecue, after the chalm, whatever it is, not to compare. I mean, if Shabbos to gemachel could be a very big thing, but I'm talking about the chalm on Thursday, it becomes nim eses ben of. Nemesis. After you flee yourself with the taiva, like we know in Novi, that Amnon was meshuggah for Tamar. They were half brother, sister, the meshuggah for Tamar. He made it crazy. He mamish raped her. And then it says in the Novi, because he was, can you imagine this, the son of David HaMelech, he was crazy for, both the children of Tamar, go crazy for Tamar, and he does such a ma'isa. And then it says that G'doyla hasin is his son, so that the hatred that he had for after he did the ma'isa, after he was finished, that he hated her more than the love that he had before. Because before he's a meshuggah, if he doesn't have this thing, this pleasure, he's not going to be able to go on living. And he did the ma'isa, and after he did the ma'isa, he threw her away like a filthy shmata. G'doyla hasin, the hatred that he felt for her. That's how it is when it comes to things of this world. Nemesis Beinov. Not like when it comes to Havdol, to learning. I can't get more of that. The learning. And the more you learn, the more beautiful, the more exciting, the more... You don't have to go on then to other things. You see, when it comes to taivas of this world, so when you fill up on the sushi, so you got to look for something else. You fill up on the girls, you got to go looking for another... This girl, you got to look for another girl. You got to go... It doesn't end. Because it's Vanefesh Lo Tamala. It's the way of this world. Bila Be'esek HaTorah, Kol Masha Ma'isef Isaac Ba. When it comes to living Torah, Kol Masha Ma'isef Isaac Ba. Who might say about Tam Chodesh Yosemos? You find a new Tam, sweeter and sweeter. Kamo Shlondu Chazal Menakosov. That there Yervucha, like when the baby's drinking the mother's milk. But Chol Eis Ba'avosa Tishgatam. Learning Torah is compared to the baby sucking the mother's milk. Shekol Zman Shadam Ha'igibat Torah might say about Tam Chodesh. Like the Gemara says that the baby. Always has a new, the baby. How come the baby doesn't say, "I'm tired of this, I want to have chocolate"? The mother drinks, the mother's milk is the same. He drinks this milk every time. Because the Gemara says that the baby, every time the baby goes to nurse, there's a tam chal, there's a new tam. It's the same thing when you learn. It's a new tam. Every word of Torah, and you learn the same sugya the next day, it's a tam chadish. Therefore, the love, it makes you, you're always in love. You can't stop. We saw this way by tzaddikim, by big tzaddikim. Because of their great dveikus, not only didn't they get tired or bored, they couldn't stop with their avoda. This Rabbi Avmi Yosef was famous in Galicia as a big tzaddik. Kula eish lahavi, he was mamish afayah. that when he would say Brich Shmei, that piece of the Zohar Kaddish, by Psicha, by when he would say Brich Shmei, Aruch Eloi Letzadik Zeh Meshach Shoah V'Chetzi, he would say Brich Shmei for an hour and a half. An hour and a half. I guess he missed the train. An hour and a half. Hashikasha Oda Magish Dvegas Bashem Abisaros, when a person is in a place of Dvegas Bashem, Yochelus Amik Binyan Echad Zman Rav, he could stay in one Inyan for a long time. Doesn't get bored, doesn't get tired. Stay in the same Inyan for a long time. Meblila Hagish Klaus, or Dava Koshla, without feeling that it's hard. Ken Kasha Torah Arevel Ha'odah Mishtoikik Laharach B'yoyis of Yosef, when something is sweet to you, you don't run out of davening. You want to be able to be marach more in davening. Do you have to stop him and say, you got to go to work. You got to, it's time to go home. You have to go home. Your children need to be driven someplace. He doesn't want them. And then afterwards, we don't have time, but afterwards the Toshe Rebbe goes on to explain that this Gilu of Rabbi Shimon was Nizgal and Nispashit through the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and through all the Talmidei Baal Shem, which is what? Avicha Shebashamayim, Avicha Shebashamayim. And therefore we find that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, his name is hinted at in the words Vayoshev Menu Shavi, that says that Moshe when he went up to Shemayim, Shavi means he took captive. He took the Torah down as a captive. Shavi Shin Beis Yud. Moshe Rabbeinu in the first appearance of Moshe Rabbeinu took the Torah down as a prisoner, so to speak, into our lives. Shavi Shin Beis Yud, which is what? Shimon Bar Yochai. Shin Beis Yud Shin Bar Yochai. And it's also the same letters as Yisrael Ben Sarah. That's the Baal Shem Tov. Yisrael Ben Sarah. And that's why the beginning of the Zohar Kaddish is the Zohar Kaddish begins with Bereish Hormonosa de Malka, that Rabbi Shimon says, I'm beginning with permission from the king. And it says Bereish. Bereish is the letters Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. It's the same letters. Bereish, Rabbi Yisrael Ben Sarah. Tevis Bereish, Nutrikan Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Yisrael Ben Sarah, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem, Reish Beis Yud, Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem. Yisrael Baal Shem is the same letter, it's Shavi. Ki Gam Derech Baal Shem, Mekari Mitaris Rashbi Shebesef Azar. And therefore, all of the Talmi HaBaal Shem, their whole union was what? Dveikus, Pnimius HaMitzvus, Pnimius HaTorah, Dveikus Bashem. The whole Yiddishkeit was in such a way of Avichem Shebashemayim. And Reb Pinchas Karitza said that he's made every day. Reb Pinchas Karitza said he would spend an hour thanking Hashem that he was born after Rabbi Shimon. Because he said that if not for the Sefer Zohar, if not for the Zohar Kodesh, what reason would I have to be in the world? I wouldn't want to be in the world without Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Pinchas Karitz would spend an hour every day being Meshabech, singing to Hashem, thanking him that he was born after, that he was born after the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, after the Zohar Kodesh. That's the whole inyan of the Talmid Baal Shem, is this Gilui of Avichem Shebashamayim. There's more. That's a little bit of a taste of Lag BaOmer, a little bit of a taste of Rabbi Shimon, a little bit of a taste of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. And where we're holding right now before Mashiach comes, we're waiting for the time of the Beshuva Hashem, our Shavuos Yaakov, Yogel Yaakov, Yismach Yisrael, that we're prisoners. We're prisoners in Chitzonius, we're prisoners in the emptiness and the shallowness and the filth of this world. Beshuva Hashem is Shiva Sion Yinukachon. And we're waiting that we should be able to return. That's what I was saying like last night by Mr. Shabbos, when we say in the piyut, Mayonas Azai Yizuvan Ufduye Hashem, Oid Yeshuvan. That those who will be free, the prisoners will be freed, and will be able to once again drink from these waters of the Or of Hashem, of the light of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and to learn Torah in such a way where the Bata Midrashim and the shuls and the yeshivas and our hearts will be surrounded by that fire of Rabbi Shimon. We should be zeichet to see mamish with our eyes. Gal einei v'abita the flows mitaras sachar the Torah of Hashem the Torah of Rabbi Shimon v'yachai and the five Rabbi Shimon v'yachai of the glosh of Amitis. From here, Yomino, Amen, Amen.